Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, there's some pretty big news that a lot of people are not talking about right now, and that's the fact that YouTube very quietly decided to change its content moderation policy, according to a new report from the New York Times. This video does a great job breaking it down, so we're going to watch it, react to it, talk a little bit about it. And what you're going to hear is very much in line with a lot of what we're hearing with companies under this new administration, which is them bending the knee to the Trump administration as we move toward authoritarianism, right? These companies know that it is advantageous to align politically with Donald Trump, because if you don't, he'll attack you on social media, which will cause your stock price to fall. He could sign executive orders against you, hindering your ability to operate as a company. He could investigate you, and all of those things cost money. And for these companies, it's just a simple, like, what costs us less money? And so it's really disheartening to see YouTube, another company, just bend the knee to authoritarianism. Before we react to this video, though, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler YouTube channel. If you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. I appreciate each and every one of you so much. You've been showing so much love. And if you want to be a part of this growing community on the Adam Mockler channel, we're trying to uplift Gen Z voices, find a way to really change the media landscape moving toward 2026. All you have to do is hit subscribe down below. I appreciate you so much. All right. Let's take a listen to this, and we'll talk a little bit about it.
Breaking news from the New York Times. They reported today that YouTube is changing their content moderation policies. Buckling under the pressure of Trump administration, another big media company buckles. First, we had X with their propaganda and community notes instead of fact-checking. Then we saw Facebook pressured into doing the same thing. And now YouTube. Now, YouTube didn't come out and announce the policy, but an investigative report by the New York Times got a hold of YouTube's training materials. I'll outline some of the new content moderation policies that will allow hate speech and misinformation to appear on the site, as long as the video has a public interest aspect.
Very quickly, before he continues, again, we saw Facebook remove their fact checkers and, you know, Mark Zuckerberg clearly take a different political approach, being kind to Trump publicly, being kind to the administration. We see, you know, X and Elon Musk, need I say more? But we also see this extending to, you know, companies that don't directly relate to social media. We saw ABC News today fire Terry Moran, who worked for them, you know, said publicly things about Stephen Miller. And then you literally saw the White House just come out and attack and be like, this was extremely inappropriate to disrespect the, you know, office of the president, essentially, like this, disrespect Stephen Miller. And we hope he's fired. And today, fired, gone. First suspended, then fired. And it's like, we're talking about the party of small government supporting the government, government officials attacking in this way, you know, private corporations and private companies. It's not just using their words. It's, you know, again, we've seen him sign executive orders against law firms, right, who previously aligned politically with the DNC or the Kamala Harris campaign. And on the other side of that, we see law firms literally giving, pledging pro bono work to the Trump administration in terms of like conservative causes. We've seen multiple law firms give $100 million plus to the Trump administration, essentially to the Trump administration, saying, we will give you this work for free for any legal causes you feel like are important from now until far after you leave the White House, $100 million. They just did the math. They're like, he could sign executive orders against us and say we're part of the deep state and say all of our lawyers operating, you know, at some capacity around the government are deep state actors, are Democrats, or we could just give him $100 million and that'll cost us less money and we won't have to deal with, you know, suing him and losing our business. Crazy, crazy. All right, let's continue.
The first key change is that the offending aspect of the video used to be capped at 25%. In other words, if the content moderator judged that 25% of the video was dealing with misinformation or the kind of speech not permitted on Facebook, that it would be disallowed. That number has changed, and the advice given, or rather the instructions given to content moderators, is now 50%. Number two, content moderators were told not to pull down videos with hate speech or misinformation if they revolve around public interest discussions.
Quickly, before we continue once again, what? What is the definition of moderation anymore? Like, how are we defining this word? Like, we're really bleeding the line in terms of, like, it just starts to become like a logical fallacy, almost like a slippery slope. If somebody creates a YouTube video that gets like any amount of views, determined, 100 views, 1,000 views, 1,000,000 views, and it's just like wildly out there, gross, disgusting, pushing hate against communities or misinformation, like, for example, about the vaccine, that is going to have real-world consequences against any of these given individuals. Does the argument just become like, oh, well, people want to talk about it? Well, it's like, yeah, they want to talk about it because, this person just posted this video. It almost feels like it can very quickly become a slippery slope. And we're allowing people like Nick Fuentes, who's a raging white supremacist, for example, is he allowed to come back on YouTube? Because right now he's in a corner of the internet where he spews a lot of very intense hatred and has been, much better known just in the last few years because Twitter allowed him back on and he's, able to live stream, etc. So I don't know. It's really troubling how we're now defining moderation and the genuine true harm that this can cause to communities. Let's continue.
The New York Times speculates that since YouTube is making more revenue from carrying podcasts, that they need to allow this marketplace of disinformation and misinformation to exist more freely. Here are a couple examples of now videos that are allowed. A video claiming that COVID vaccines alter your genetics. We know it's not true, but it is permitted to say this on YouTube. Also permitted, videos with transphobic slurs. The example shows a longer public discussion of governmental issues that includes one transphobic slur. Because of the length of the video and the relatively shorter amount of time the slur takes up, the video was permitted. Finally, an example of a video that would have been deemed too violent in its rhetoric before has a person talking about a guillotining of a politician made to be positioned so that they could see the blade falling. This video would not have been permitted in the past, but now is permitted because it was, quote, seen as not feasible and part of a political discussion.
So many of these issues are not like debatable issues. That's, I think, part of the problem that people don't understand. As we move backwards, both politically, but just in general, like in society on these issues that we've worked really hard to fight for the LGBTQ plus community, fight for civil rights, etc. Like, these things are not up for debate. It's not just, social issues in general like that, but it's also like, vaccines. Like, this is not a debatable topic. We have decades of scientific research from all over the world. Paper, if you stacked up all the research papers, they'd go fucking to the moon. Excuse my language. But like, these are not debatable topics. These have been settled. And so again, what is the definition of moderation? Because people want to like be like, oh, I think vaccines are fake, that they're just like allowed because it's public interest. Oh my goodness, so gross.
As you can see, this is a race to the bottom. Misinformation and disinformation are key in supporting an authoritarian regime. And I guess these big content producers and arenas, these media outlets are in a rough spot because every word out of so many of the MAGA politicians are based on disinformation, misinformation, and slurs against marginalized communities.
very well said, all of it. I genuinely appreciate this individual's breakdown. And the end there, exactly. Like, the reason that this is happening is because the Trump administration relies on this stuff. It's the entire reason he's in office now. He was in office in his first term and got so popular is because, like, he flooded the American public statistically with more misinformation than any politician maybe in history. He lies so consistently and so outrageously, and it breaks, some of it breaks through. The media chokes on essentially their own, like, can't fact check fast enough, essentially. Some of it breaks through. And so not only are those things important for them, but as they move, they continue to test the lines of authoritarianism, of executive power. It's helpful for them to have maybe people who publicly they would say are like too radical, really gross individuals like Nick Fuentes or these very, very right-wing white supremacist creators. Terrible, just it's terrible. It's genuinely despicable, but it's advantageous for them because young people who get into this media sphere get trapped into this right-wing ecosystem, this alpha male. Now they're more... It's more, much more likely that they see individuals like this who are spewing hate and misinformation. And again, if those individuals are pushing anybody to the right, that's helpful to the administration, especially moving toward authoritarianism and breaking down societal norms, breaking down democracy, etc. It's a scary time, and it has real, I cannot stress enough, real world effects against the people that, you know, against these communities, against... These are human lives. This is not a game. It's human lives. Now, we're on YouTube right now. So lastly, I want to say that on this channel, the Adam Ockler channel, we are going to continue fighting. We are going to continue making content that you guys enjoy, that you guys have shown so much love lately. You've always, you know, hitting that like button, commenting, et cetera, which means a lot. And we're going to continue to fight, continue to make the content that's true to us and try to stay factual. And your support goes a really long way in that. So if you could hit subscribe down below, it would mean so, so, so much. I really appreciate you watching this video. Once again, I'm Chris Mowry filling in for Adam Ockler on the Adam Ockler YouTube channel. The link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. I appreciate you watching. I hope you have a great rest of your week and I will see you in the next video.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.